Yowza, 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 we bid a fondue to the first week of October. Yes, the leaves are turning much faster than I thought they would be this year, but what do I know? I'm no rocket surgeon, that's for damn sure. And it's the weekend where a lot of places are having their Columbus Day parades. And everybody, Columbus, he was a prick. He was. He slaughtered the Indians, and guess what? Anytime a more technically advanced civilization meets a less technically advanced civilization, the less technically people lose, and they lose big time. That's just the way the world works. You don't believe me? Let me show you how Columbus worked it all out. Remember, they had science going over from England or from Spain, and everybody knew back then that, you know, the world wasn't flat, regardless of what they told you in your nursery school. They knew the world wasn't flat. They were looking for a way to get the spices from the east without taking that long route. They thought, maybe we could sail over this way. And that's just because they had no idea how big the earth was. But they had technology. Columbus realized on his second journey to the New World that, man, we do not have enough food to make the journey back. So he went to the natives and he said, give us, the food we need and all the nourishment, and we'll sail back and be out of your way for a while. And the Indians all said, we just raised enough for ourselves. We're not going to do that. You're going to figure it out. Go fish, whatever. And Columbus, because he had astrogators, well, anyway, he had technology and knew that 2 days from now, there's going to be a lunar eclipse. So because he had scientific knowledge and the natives didn't, he said, unless you give me my food, I will take your moon from the sky. And they all went, yeah, okay. But because he had the technology, he knew the eclipse was going to happen, and it started to happen. And the moon started to disappear, and the natives freaked out. And Columbus comes up from the ship and goes, if you give me the food, I will bring your moon back to you. That's the power I have. And sure enough, the natives bring him the food, and the eclipse passes. And, oh, mighty Columbus, he has given us back our moon. Let's give him a little more food. That's the kind of guy Columbus was, a prick. But he had technology, and that's why the natives lost. Remember that when the ships appear in the sky. We'll all be nice pets or a lovely meal. Something to think about as you go into the weekend. Pig out, pork out, freak out. For this weekend is in session. We got a new Doctor Who. We've got the last 6 episodes of Rick and The Walking Dead. I'm going to be down doing the haunted hayride. You've got something to do this weekend. Get out and enjoy it. Pig out, pork out, freak out to the best of your ability, for the weekend is here, and it's going to be a nice one. And you've gotta, the Pinta and the Santa Maria. Wig out!